In the intelligence community, there has never been any doubt that Libya's Colonel Muammar Gaddafi played a part in both the 1986 bombing of a Berlin disco in which three persons, including two American GIs, were killed, and the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103, in which 270 persons died.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
In the case of the disco, the National Security Agency had monitored communications between Libya and its embassy in East Berlin, indicating the impending terrorist act. Five Libyans have been on trial in Berlin for the bombing for the past 4 years, the court so far unable to develop conclusive evidence of Gaddafi's responsibility. President Reagan didn't wait for a legal conclusion. In 1986, he ordered an air attack on Gaddafi's compound. Reagan later said he would have shed no tears if the Libyan dictator had been killed. Then came the Pan Am 103 disaster, which some intelligence analysts believed may well have been in retaliation for the bombing of Gaddafi's headquarters. Why do I now review this history? Because, thanks to a leak to the German press, there is now more direct evidence of Gaddafi's involvement. It came out in this curious way. On March 29th, President Bush, Secretary of State Colin Powell, and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice met in the White House with German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder and his foreign policy team. Schröder's top foreign policy advisor, Michael Steiner, reported to the group that earlier he had met in Libya with Gaddafi, who admitted Libya's involvement in the two acts of terror. But he said he had abandoned terrorism, having terrorist concerns of his own with the rise of Islamic fundamentalism. How do we know what Steiner reported? Because German Ambassador Jürgen Schrobog summed up the conversation in a cable to his government in Berlin, and somebody leaked that cable to the German press. So now the German judge trying the five Libyans has issued a subpoena to Steiner to testify on June 5th. And Ambassador Schrobog will have to testify before the German Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee. And maybe one of these days we will hear from Gaddafi, the reformed terrorist. This is Daniel Shore.